I suppose I was involved in most of them. The first thing they wanted me to do was to make a world champion wicket in Kakura Park. But I had been involved with the Turf Research Institute at Palmerston North. And when that was reformed, I was elected as the New Zealand Parks representative on the Turf Culture Institute. And for many years, in fact, I was even involved in drawing up the prescriptions for the training of turf culture people, groundsmen and croquet courts, greens and bowling greens and cricket wickets and things like that. Who became involved in the apprenticeship scheme for training those people or offering refresher courses for more experienced people. So I had my involvement in a lot of things from around London.
Yesterday you mentioned Victor.
The Merriman's Domain, down there the other day. Well, that had formerly been in the waterworks. But it's been vacated, I think, about the end of the First World War, something like that. But the old reservoir was up on the top. And when we got a demand for wanting a home for one soccer club, and they were the only soccer club, park that had a soccer club at that time was Western Park. And so we developed our association football, soccer, we developed Old Waterworks Reserve, Old Waterworks Domain, it's called. And the latter part of that, which we developed as picnic areas after the shark scare, and still, I believe, is going to be a very, very fine picnic spot indeed. It's down below, is now called Audrey Gale Park. And then the Onuka Taipuri Domain was just one big gully on the, an L-shaped block at the top, and then there was another rectangle down on the gully down below. We had to cut the top off the L to fill the gully to make it. So we made a home for another soccer club there at Onuka Taipuri. We tried to get the baseball people for their summer sport to join with the soccer clubs and encourage the clubs to form their own baseball clubs and vice versa, as the case might be. And so that one was developed from Rough Gully and the one that Mangaree Road, we removed the reservoir and down below we had the plantation of pines. We milled the pines and macrocarpeta was there. We made into fencing posts and sold them. And we got some extraction of shingle from the riverbed to improve the swimming pools. Well, four swimming pools on that one. Mm. And there was the different corners going around that reserve. And so we provided, we really only finished up with two pools. We only had the demand for two pools. And, you know, you could take four or five picnics down there because we had the picnic areas developed where the trees had been. And I was back there the other day just to appreciate some of the trees. The collections that have been gathered together And to find a home, we had to go beyond Pukekura Park because there were big growing trees. And they were planted down there in the valley with a shelter, hill sheltering them from the westerly. Parangatown Park was another one that was developed for the Old Boys Rugby Club. One of the cricket clubs that went to join with them. So we tried to get the grounds laid out. There's still a hillside there to be cut back, but that's been held in reserve. It was intended to be held in reserve for the top dressing and playing fields and that sort of thing, so we'd have a supply of material for the future to level up the grounds and to carry out the annual top dressing. And Lindworth Park was another new park that was built on a rubbish dump. And that's a soccer ground too.
Mm-hmm.
When I came here, it was only Western Park and the park at Waitra, ground at Waitra for the soccer people. So they were really short of. I mean, we developed Vogeltown Park for rugby and what else did we put rugby? We had the race course, of course, and that's a big area for rugby and soccer and hockey. And then we developed Tamiti Park for the home for hockey.
Yes.
And they've got their own pavilion over there, and they had the possibility of putting there a major ground that's going to go on the Boys High School ground, the Webster Field. But it'll probably require just as much drainage as Tamiti would have. But however, I don't know if I missed any of them. Sutherland Park. That's now used as soccer people, and there's a tennis court over there, an athletic club which operates over there. That was planned before and this is the town side of the crossroad, developed by time. And the other side's been developed since, but it was all part of it. This is the planning that goes ahead to acquire the land for various purposes. It's the back of Narmota Domain that was undeveloped. And we built in a long gully down there below the West Road, what's it called, South Road.
Yes.
And there was a plantation of gums and things down there where we had to fill those, and then we filled in the area behind those houses on that side of South Road. And we put in, I think it was three fields in there for rugby league.
Yes.
And so actually, after the war, the demand was such for all these playing fields.
So most of these came into existence in those few years after the war, in the say in the 10 years following the war.
Yes. From a shortage, we come to now with the changes in patterns, we're becoming to get a surplus. And that they could rest some of the grounds if they wanted to now, particularly in the summertime. They probably still use them all in the wintertime with the winter sports. But I felt that the mile apart was the ideal to have for the district playing fields. And where they could assemble and And sometimes there'd be a children's play area in the corner and then a bat and ball area, or they could go straight out on the park. Oh, yes, the last one and the one, the dump that caused the biggest trouble in the end was Marple Park.
But they've been doing some repairs to that recently, haven't they?
Yes, well, the point was that the engineers supervised as a controlled dump for the city refuse. And I don't know, it's been more slumping in that than the others. The Linwood Park had a big drop there, but and of course all of those, using the gully lands and the swampy nature and the compaction of loose material and all that sort of thing that's involved in depressions, which you couldn't expect a level playing field in the first attempt. So we usually, in most cases, set aside 1,000 yards of filling material that could be used at later stage. We also carried out experiments on some of those grounds with Indian Doob, the summer grass, a very fine summer grass that's used in the West Indies and those sort of places, and then in India for turf for cricket wickets, a very, very good turf for cricket wicket. And I still don't know how much of it is persistent. If it's persistent this long, it'll be worthwhile.
That's quite hard to establish, though, was it?
Well, you plant you could plant in seed, but these are separate clones that specialise, they're supposed to be special turf grasses. And we really wanted to keep them. I planted them up where the tennis court is. The tennis court extensions may go over there. Yes, they do. At Pukakura Park Tennis Club, the last range of, but that was a turf nursery there for 20 years, I suppose. And from there we proceeded the material out into the other parks, just planted it amongst the ordinary lawn. It helped to bind them together. It stood up to summer wear and tear better than in fact anything. And it wasn't expensive to cut because it wasn't such a quick growing grass as the one we use for football. I can't remember now. We had the race course. The race course was always been more for many years. It's been used by the boys' high school for their teams, and then later for Rye Highlands Intermediate when that was first built, and. So over the years, with the extra development at the race courses provided extra, I'll bet there's something I missed somewhere. But all throughout the area, from the subdivisions, there were small reserves that we were able to use for the children's bat and ball and play areas. Mm.
When you actually say you had mile distances that you had a playground for children, is this in addition to the parks, like the sports parks?
No, not necessarily. Not, sometimes
no. It was combined.
Sometimes it was combined. Up on at the beginning of there's a very old little reserve up there on the. On the top of the hill that goes up to West Down.
Two Copper Street. Morley Street.
Morley certainly goes up there, but you go up
Standish Hill. Standish Hill.
Standish Street. Well, up at the top there, just round the corner, and that cross street goes across Wallace Place. There's a small children's playground there. That was the only one that we could really fit in. Western Park was fully occupied with cricket practice wickets on the ends. Up at the top of the hill, it was too uneven, all planted up in trees, long-term planting, the croquet club up there. This one was just worked in right, and for years we had one up there. Different people wanted to buy it, but I think it's still a children's play area.
And what about along the foreshore? Were you responsible for things along the foreshore?
Most of it, but the actual final development of the foreshore walkway, of course, was becoming mixed up with the international walkways.
And before we talk about national walkways, I believe this land along the foreshore was owned by the Harbours Board. Did that affect how you managed it? Things like Carlisle Park, Fitzroy Beach Camp and Domain area, and like places like the East End Beach. Was it a co-organized? What am I talking about? Was it a dual run parks? Were they dual run, or were they organized by someone different again?